Therefore, we have to understand, because how does it smash into word? Because Pashyanti verb, what do they see? It's all objective case.
Yeah, but the objective case of a napunsakalinga word is also mam. Unless you know that the words are masculine.
Because we already know nityaha. Even nityam also.
He
but vibhu, vibhu. Vibhu cannot be vibhu.
Yeah.
Vibhu becomes vibhum.
Okay.
Vibhu is nominative. So vibhum. Bhuta yonihi, bhuta yonim.
Yoni.
Bhuta yonihi is a masculine word because bhuta yoni. We can't say it's not yoni when it comes, it's a masculine word. And the nominative objective is also
supposed to are they adjectives?
Which ones? Here, every word, I want to tell you one more thing here, not in this context, when I do next words, next time. See, what is an adjective? Here we say, an adjective. We say here, not viseshanani. Viseshana lakshanam. Lakshana viseshanam. We say non-viseshanam. I had to need more technical term I had to use. I'm going to explain that later on. Not now. When you go to the next thing, I had to tell you that. Even for them, I didn't say that. You know, being bhashya for them. Why? Because that person shouldn't say that. Every word, implying word. Implies means it reveals the nature of Brahman. It tells what Brahman is not. That's where its implication is. Indicates and implies. Both mean the same in English language, isn't it? When I say book, the word book implies this object. Indicates this object. When I say indicates means directly reveals. If something says what it is not, thereby it reveals something. It's its implication.
Implies.
Isn't it?
Very nice. But in this sense,
why it has to be said like that? Because subtlest. Why it is to be understood? That's why. Because many people doubt it. Okay, you say Brahman cannot be known at all. Yes, Brahman cannot be known. Brahman cannot be. That means how do you say if Brahman is not an object of knowledge, Swamini ji? Then how do you say Brahman? We have to know Brahman then. A Brahman has to be known, can be known, but it's not an object of knowledge. That is why it's available for knowledge as an object, subject of knowledge. We said total means it has to include the seer, isn't it? Objects be any, the totality implies the seer and the seen. Man is seer. If you say Brahman is, everything is Brahman means, if it excludes the seer, the knower, then it is incomplete, isn't it? Not total. That is what we miss. That is why the 10 people story, no? Story of 10 people. Mm-hmm. Dashamaha kaha. Who is the 10th man? Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 5, 6. Always forgets this fellow who has to include himself. Understand, no? Like that. Here also you include the knower. You exclude the knower. Always see Brahman as that and that and that and that like this. Paranchikani, Vitrat Suj, no? Always seeing outside. It never includes itself. It includes itself, is finished. Everything is resolved here. That's good. So we will see the next class. We'll see the same thing next class. It's a very beautiful Shanti mantra, so let us all say it correctly now. Om. Tat. Even though the word is Tacham, but chanting is Tachai, okay? Om. Tachayoravrnimahe.
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 Gato yajnaya.
gatum yajnaya, gatum yajnaya, gatum yajnaya,
gatum yajnapataye,
gatum yajnapataye, gatum yajnapataye,
daivi swastirastunah,
daivi swastirastunah, daivi swastirastunah,
swastirmanushebhyah,
swastirmanushebhyah,
swastirmanushebhyah, ordham jigatu bheshajam,
ordham jigatu bheshajam, ordham jigatu bheshajam.
You want some water, Keith? Ordham jigatu bheshajam,
ordham jigatu bheshajam,
shanno astu,
shanno astu,
dvipade,
dvipade,
shanno astu, dvipade,
shanno astu, dvipade,
shanchatushpade,
shanchatushpade,
shanchatushpade. So may there be auspiciousness for all those two-legged. May there be auspiciousness for us from those two-legged. Irandukal panilam irundhu namakku mangalam undagattum. That means what? May let there not any inauspicious things, okay, inauspicious happen from those to us. Naha. Because naha comes.
Shanno astu dvipade. Shanno astu dvipade,
shanchatushpade,
shanchatushpade, shanchatushpade, shanchatushpade.
Say the whole thing now.
Om tachayo ragni mahe, gatum yajnaya, gatum yajnapataye, daivi swastirastunah, swastirmanushebhyah,
swastirmano, swastirmano, mano,
swastirmanushebhyah, swastirmanushebhyah,
no, swastirma, no, no, swastirma, no, shebhyah,
swastirma, no, shebhyah, ordham jigatu bheshajam,
ordham jigatu bheshajam,
ordham jigatu bheshajam, shanno astu dvipade, shanchatushpade.
Okay, repeat now.
Shanno astu dvipade, shanchatushpade.
Say the whole thing now again.
Om tachayo ragni mahe, gatum yajnaya, gatum yajnapataye, daivi swastirastunah, swastirmanushebhyah, urdhvam jigatu bheshajam, shanno astu dvipade, shanchatushpade.
Swasthir
manushebhyah
is a
letter
for the humanity.
Amma. That is manushebhyah swastihi. Swastihi means mangalam. Mangalam, swastihi, shubham, sham, bhadram, All these words mean the same. Mangalam. Auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means what? Okay? Sorrowlessness. Happiness. That's what the meaning. So, nalam. It means nalam. Okay? May all, let there be, may there be auspiciousness for all the human beings, for the entire humanity. Manushebhyaha swastihi astu. Manidhalukku nalam irukkattum. Mangalam irukkattum.
Then what is the sam chatushpad?
Same, yeah. Sam asam is the same. Chatushpade, from all the four-legged animals also, let there be auspiciousness for us. May there be auspiciousness for the entire humanity. May there be auspiciousness for us from all those beings with the two legs. May there be auspiciousness for us from all those beings with the four legs. So may there be auspiciousness for all those four-legged ones. And may there be auspiciousness for us from those. Abhirtham. Avegalamirna namakku nalam undagattum. Dipade means three means two. Chatush means four. Chatushpad means four legs. Those with four legs.
So what are the two legs other than the human beings?
Huh?
It looks like a reputation there.
And then two legs means, okay, so you can say crow, not two legs, actually speaking. All the, you know.
No. One is saying auspiciousness for the human beings.
Yes.
Then the second one is saying auspiciousness for us from the two-legged.
Two-legged. Suppose
auspiciousness for us from the human beings.
See, from the human beings and also for other beings.
Yes.
Other beings also.
Right.
Other beings also, we say. See, let there be auspiciousness for the for each other mutually also, let there be auspiciousness. Other avaihiridamirundu, okay, when you see swine, so may the flu not come to us from the swine. Okay?
Or from others. Or from the two-legged ones.
Two-legged swine, or the four.
Yeah.
I got a funny email from somebody, no, that's your rupa, I don't know whose it is. I have got one swine. Okay, if you have any of the symptoms, you find any of the symptoms like this, and then you please immediately inform. And I have the picture of a swine there. Anyway, okay. You see, the beautiful thing is, sham, swastihi are the words used in this whole mantra. You see, sham and swastihi. And both words, swasti is a feminine gender word. Okay? And sham is just the word, it's a sound itself. And which means auspiciousness. And may there be auspiciousness for us means, may there be happiness for us. May there be, that implies, may there be only all that is desirable and pleasant for us. Good health, which implies everything. May there be everything, that food, shelter, no, everything.
Sorry, it's two-legged and four-legged. It includes the whole...
All the beings, all the living beings.
So there are sort of, you know, snakes, for instance, yeah. Millipedes, centipedes, and all those.
No. Upalakshanam. No, the upalakshanam for... Upalakshanam means sometimes one thing is meant to imply all the beings.
Yeah.
In fact, we mean all the, including plants also.
Yeah. This is to cover the entire
beings. Entire living and non-living things, in fact.
More than living. Even plants, you say.
Yeah. Even the plants are included here, implied here. Generally, this mantra, may there be auspiciousness for the entire humanity, may there be auspiciousness for us, all of us, from each other, may there be auspiciousness for us from all the varieties of beings which constitute the universe. That's the meaning. That's the actual meaning. So let there not be...
What is Yajnapatihi?
Yajnapatihi is the Yajamanaha. Yajamanaha means the performer of the ritual. The performer who does the sankalpam and for whose sake sankalpam is done. Yajnapatihi. Suppose sometimes if you yourself sit and perform the ritual, you are Yajamana. If you appoint a priest, you pay the dakshina, then also you are a Yajamana. Yajamanaha means yajate yajamana has a path, no? Worshipper. One who worships is the yajamana. Yajnapatihi is the lord of the performance. He is here, not the one who is worshipped here. The person who organizes, who performs the ritual is called Yajnapatihi. And Yajnapataye Gatum. Now, Gatum means for the attainment of the desired fruit. Palapratihi. I have written the notes. For everybody, I have written Sanskrit meaning. Gatum here means palapratihi, attainment of the expected desired fruit. When you do something, you should be blessed with the fulfillment of your thing, no? What you want. So we seek Bhagavan's grace. May, O Lord, may you bless us with the fulfillment of what we really seek. Yajnapataye gatum no swastihi. Then also for the yajnaya gatum. Yajnaya gatum again, for this yajna to be fruitful. May there be auspiciousness. Now we want what all we avranimahe means we choose to ask. Avranimahe, we choose to ask. Vranimahe, we choose. Avranimahe, we choose to ask. Which implies which we pray. We pray. What all we want? We pray for these things. Sham. We pray for auspiciousness. And we pray for everything being conducive for us. And then so here, and then we say here, may the ritual be effective, may the fruitful, and may the performer of ritual be blessed with the attainment of the desired fruit. Gatum Yajnapataye. Then let there be auspiciousness for all entire humanity. And then all the plants which serve as the medicine which cures the disease of hunger, grow abundantly. Bheshajam urdhum jigatu. Bheshajam urdhum jigatu. Nariya food. In fact, this one word is, may we be blessed with abundance of food. Dardra, let there not be poverty. No? Scarcity of food and all that. Always Lakshmi. We want a lot of. That is when, once I tell you, if nobody is starving for food and stuff, if abundance of food is there, if nature can bless us with abundance of food, and then that everybody can give food easily. If nobody is starving, then actually all other social, anti-social, evil things and all will not be there. They're all the way stealing and robbing and killing, mainly if you see that the food is not there. You start with starving. Isn't it? Basically. That is why Urdhum Jigata, who has to do that for us? All devatas have to bless us. So Urdhum Jigata, we have to say this, I tell you, because we eat well and then stomach full, and then we shouldn't say that. Always be abundance of food. Abundance of agricultural products. Urdhum Jigata Bheshajam. No, pasiyennum noikku marundaga irikkira thavarangal unavugal ellam selithu valarattum. That is the meaning actually. Urdhum Jigatu. So let there be auspiciousness for us from all the beings, whether they have two legs, our own human beings, or other beings two legs, or all other beings, and all those which have four legs also. Understand? We'll say it later. So it is a very complete, nice prayer. Okay, now let's go to the next one now. Om. Now I say once, you say after me, three times, each sentence, so we can finish it. So I can go to the next one now. Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha.
Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha. Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha. Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha.
Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva. Sabhumim Vishvato Vratva.
Atyatishtaddashangulam.
Atyatishtaddashangulam. Atyatishtadashambhulam, Atyatishtadashambhulam,
Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam.
Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam. Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam. Purushaye Vedagam Sarvam.
Yad Bhotai Yaccha Bhauyam.
Yad Bhotai Yaccha Bhauyam. Yad Bhotai Yaccha Bhauyam. Yad Bhotai Yaccha Bhauyam.
Utamrutatvasyeshanah.
Utamrutatvasyeshanah. Udamrutatvasyeshanah. Udamrutatvasyeshanah.
Udamrutatvasyeshanah.
Udamrutatvasyeshanah. Udamrutatvasyeshanah. Udamrutatvasyeshanah.
Yadannena tirohati.
Yadannena tirohati. Yadannena tirohati. Yadannena tirohati.
Yetavanasya mahima.
Yetavanasya mahima. Yetavanasya mahima. Etavanasya mahima.
Ato jayagascha purushah.
Ato jayagascha purushah. Ato jayagascha purushah. Ato jayagascha purushah.
Pado asya vishva bhutani.
Padohasya Vishva Bhutani. Padohasya Vishva Bhutani. Padohasya Vishva Bhutani.
Tripadasya Amritam Devi.
Tripadasya Amritam Devi. Tripadasya Amritam Devi. Tripadasyamritam divi.
Tripadurdhva.
Tripadurdhva. Tripadurdhva. Tripadurdhva.
Udait purushah.
Udait purushah. Udait purushah. Udait purushah.
Tripadurdhva udait purushah.
Tripadurdhva udait purushah. Tripadurdhva udait purushah. Tripadurdhva udait purushah.
Pado syeha bhavat punah.
Pado syeha bhavat.
Tato vishvam vyakramat.
Tato vishvam vyakramat. Tato vishvam vyakramat. Tato vishvam vyakramat.
Sashananashane abhi.
Sashananashane abhi. Sashananashane abhi. Sashananashane abhi.
Tasmad virad jayata.
Tasmad virad jayata. Tasmad virad jayata. Tasmat virajayata
virajo adhipurushah
virajo adhipurushah virajo adhipurushah virajo adhipurushah sajato atyarichyata
sajato atyarichyata sajato atyarichyata sajato atyarichyata
paschat bhumimatho purah
paschat bhumimatho purah paschat bhumimatho purah paschat bhumimatho purah
yat purushena havisha
yat purushena havisha yat purushena havisha yat purushena havisha
deva yajnamatanvata
deva yajnamatanvata deva yajnamatanvata deva yajnamatanvata
vasanto
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 as asya sidajyam
asya sidajyam asya sidajyam asya sidajyam
vasanto asya sidajyam
vasanto asya sidajyam vasanto asya sidajyam vasanto asya sidajyam
grishma idma sharad dhavihi
grishma idma sharad dhavihi grishma idma sharad dhavihi grishma idma sharad dhavihi
grishma idma sharad dhavihi
grishma idma sharad dhavihi
grishma idma sharad dhavihi
grishma idma sharad dhavihi
saptasyasan
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 saptasyasan paridhayah
paridhayah paridhayah saridhayah
saptasyasan paridhayah
saptasyasan paridhayah saptasyasan paridhayah saptasyasan paridhayah
trisapta
trisapta
samidah kritah
samidah kritah
trisapta samidah kritah
trisapta samidah kritah trisaptasamidhakritah
devayadyajñam
devayadyajñam devayadyajñam devayadyajñam
tanvanah
tanvanah tanvanah
devayadyajñam tanvanah
devayadyajñam tanvanah devayadyajñam tanvanah devaya yajñam tanvana devaya yajñam tanvana abadhnan purusham pashum abadhnan purusham pashum tai yajñam barhishe prokshan tam yajñam barhishe prokshan purusham jatam agratah tena deva ayajanta sadhya rishayas chaye sadhya rishayas chaye tasmad yajñat sarvahutah prashadajyam sambhrutam prashadajyam
There's a book unused, you can use it. Don't struggle with this English translation.
I'm not struggling. You know, there's some things which are.
No, you can follow this. There's a big book with Nina. You can use it.
No, I'm saying there's some words which are slightly different from what you're sounding.
It's a translation, isn't it?
No.
Sanskrit?
No.
Yeah, the print mistake.
Okay. Just making sure that.
Sadhya Rish.
No, that's okay.
Rishyasva.
No, that's all. Print mistake it is. Thus, okay, we'll use it. Sambhratam, this must be print mistake. Sambhratam prashadajyam.
Sambhratam prashadajyam. Sambhratam prashadajyam. Sambhratam prashadajyam. Pashugustagaschakre.
Pashugustagaschakre. Pashugustagaschakre. Pashugustagaschakre. Pashugustagaschakre. Vayavyane. 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 Pashugustagaschakre.
Pashugustagaschakre.
Vayavyane.
Vayavyane.
Vayavyane. Pashugustagaschakre.
Pashugustagaschakre. Pashugustagaschakre. Pashugustagaschakre.
Vayavyane.
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 Pashugustagaschakre. Vayavyane.
Pashugustagaschakre. Vayavyane.
Pashugustagaschakre. Vayavyane.
Okay, say it now.
Pashugustagaschakre. Vayavyane. Aranyan.
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 Gramyascha.
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 Aranyan gramyaschaye.
Aranyan gramyaschaye. Aranyan gramyaschaye. Aranyan gramyaschaye.
Tasmad tasmad yajnyat.
Yajnyat
sarvahutah
sarvahutah. Tasmat yajnyat sarvahutah. Tasmat yajnyat sarvahutah. Tasmat yajnyat sarvahutah.
Tasmat yajnyat sarvahutah.
Tasmat yajnyat sarvahutah. Tasmat yajnyat sarvahutah.
Rachasamani jagnire.
Rachasamani jagnire. Rachasamani jagnire. Rachasamani jagnire.
Rachasamani jagnire.
Rachasamani jagnire. Rachasamani jagnire.
Rachasamani jagnire.
Rachasamani jagnire.
Chandagumsi.
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 jagnire 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 chandagam si jagnire chandagam si jagnire chandagam si jagnire tasmat 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 chandagam si jagnire tasmat
chandagam si jagnire tasmat chandagam si jagnire tasmat chandagam si jagnire tasmat
yajostasmadajayat
yajostasmadajayat yajostasmadajayat yajostasmadajayat
yajostasmadajayat
yajostasmadajayat yajostasmadajayat
tasmadashva
tasmadashva
ajayanta
ajayanta
tasmadashva ajayanta
tasmadashva ajayanta tasmadashva ajayanta.
Okay, we'll stop here. So what all the how all these things which are manifest came into existence, no, the srishti, okay, is described here. How what all came, how cows came, all other things came, you know, and how, who are the brahmanas, who are the kshatriyas, who are the vaishyas. Now this is where a very controversial verse is going to come here.
Brahmano syamukhamasit bahura janyakritaha uro tadasya vaishyaha.
No, Shudra, if you go and say, the Shudra is going, now is born of his feet of the Lord, that means not, nobody is considered inferior superior. Bhagavan forms the whole. And without one part, other part cannot function, isn't it? Without feet, head cannot, and this head itself is not enough. Without head, feet themselves cannot, you know, really function. All of them together constitute the whole, so either interdependence is brought to light here. That we'll see the next mantra. So, 4 mantras are over now. Okay? So, totally, in Purusha Suktam, we have to include the Narayana Suktam also in Purusha Suktam. Purusha Suktam consists of, includes Narayana Suktam. Therefore, if you study Purusha Suktam, you also have learned what? You will have learned Purusha Narayana Suktam also. That's why we have totally, we have 10 mantras first. And after that we have 10 plus some other mantras together. Totally, now we have come to the 4th mantra. We have covered the 4th mantra. Because I wanted to get the correct pronunciation and also the swara. Swaras are very important. There's no point in chanting Purushottam without learning, saying correct pronunciation and swaras.
So many, will this be on the website?
Which one?
Yeah. Your chant, yeah.
See, in the Purusha Suktam, one thing is main in this till now, okay? I'm going to give you the complete notes for every word. I'm going to give you the explanation, everything. I'll give you notes so you can take it back home and write it. And I'm going to explain to you again in the class also everything here. But now you're in the purpose of learning chanting. One thing I want to tell you, the concept of performance are performing a ritual. Yajnaha. A fire ritual is yajnaha. And we have another synonym of the word yagaha. Homaha. Kratuhu. Look at this, how many words are there? Kratuhu. Homaha. Yajnaha. Yagaha. One more word, puja. In Tamil we have velvi, understand? people who speak Hindi say havan. I don't know about the word havan, okay? I know only Sanskrit words. Now all these words mean. What do these words mean? Only worship. And what is worship? You know, this is worship means what? What do you do in this ritual mainly? Worship, yagyaha is worship. Yagaha is worship. Kratuha is worship. Homaha is worship. Worship means what? Worship is one act involving many units of actions. So what do we do here? The Agni Kunda, fire is kindled and oblations are offered. Therefore, what is main thing is what? Act of offering. And definitely we are not able to offer anything to the Lord. Lord is not accepting anything from us. We know very well the offerer, act of offering, what is being offered, and the one who is offered to everything is the Lord. Therefore, it's a symbolic action, and there we, through that act of, this act of offering, we express our gratitude to the Lord in the form of the phenomena. Well, because all these natural phenomena abundantly contribute for our well-being. Our food is from the nature, understand? Food is from the nature. Our shelter is from nature. Our clothing is from nature. All we enjoy, we take only from the nature. And we enjoy. And then we ourselves cannot produce anything on our own, using our own buddhi, using our own skills, using our intelligence and knowledge. We cannot produce what is basically called food and shelter. Food. We can't produce on our own. If the wood is available, we know how to construct a house. Bricks are, no, the clay is available, we know how to make bricks and then construct a house. We only make use of what is. Understand? We are not producing what is. It's a big difference. But one thing you do, you discover what is, which is science, and make use of what is available, which is technology, isn't it? We only make use of what is available. But we cannot make what is. Isn't it? We are create. Therefore, we feel very humble and we feel very grateful to the nature, to the phenomena, and then all phenomena are looked upon as devatas. So we reveal our gratitude to those devatas. And through this act of offering. And which is not really accepted but not received, but the attitude involved in the act of offering, then the gratitude which is revealed happens to be a thought-felt one. It's an action, will-involved action. Therefore, it should produce a phalam. It produces the phalam. This is the significance of worship. Now, worship is definitely a will-involved action. As an action, it definitely produces phalam. And it is something where you express your acknowledgement of the contribution of nature for our well-being. This is a very important thing. That is why it's very sensitive. No, it is sort of being eco-friendly also. That is how you acknowledge the contribution of nature for well-being. No, and you express your gratitude to them through a given action. Because you see, you don't know how to express your gratitude to them. How to make them understand you, how grateful you feel. You need some action for that. It is for you understand. You don't know how will you make your gratitude, how will sun or moon or other phenomena understand how grateful you feel for them. Understand? There's no way. That is why you have to feel good, okay? So for your own feeling good, and you, through this act of offering, because you thought, you know, what is felt is more important. Express gratitude through this act of offering to those Lord of Devatas, the phenomena, acknowledging their contribution for your welfare and well-being. This worship yajna. And here you keep on like that, you offer the grateful you feel when you offer, how genuinely you faithfully you offer. Now that makes the ritual more effective. And you say in return, this karma, how it works, it is a kamadhuk. Yajna is called kamadhuk. Kamadhuk means kamadhenu. Yajna is called kamadhenu. And a wish fulfilling cow. See, you can perform a ritual and you can get anything you want. You can worship and pray, you can get anything you want. That is why it's called Kamadhu, Kamadhenu. Vigyasa is a Kamadhenu. You get anything you want. But anything you pray for, as long as it is other than the knowledge of the reality. Okay, worship is a continuous thing. You ask, as long as you give, you offer so many things to Bhagavan, Ishvara. Then worship, the more you worship, the more you are blessed with prosperity. The more you worship, the more you are blessed with prosperity. The more you acknowledge the contribution of devatas, the more sensitive you become, the more alert you become, the more you offer, the more, you enjoy. The more, more prosperous you will be. But, as long as what you offer is different from, different from you, the offerer, then worship is a continuous thing. The worship, yajna, becomes a concluding, becomes concluded. The worship, the act of worship can come to an end. Then, the worshipper himself is offered to the Lord. Understand? Worshipper himself is offered to the Lord. The act of worship comes to an end. And then offering the offerer himself to the Lord makes the worship end. That's called Purnahuti. Now what is Purnahuti? We put a very big bundle. Purnahuti. Purnahuti, Ahutihi means oblation. So Ahutihi becomes Purna. Yaya ahutya purna bhavati ahuti purna ahuti. What is that offering? Offering which the offering act of offering comes to an end is called purna ahuti. Now purna ahuti we always put a very big bundle because it is that stands for offering oneself to the Lord. You know that is what is taught in Purusha Sukta. In fact, the Lord Brahma comes and he performs a ritual. Okay, and make use of all that is available here. He performs ritual. At last, he offers himself to the Lord. Then it comes to an end. That is the actual teaching in the initial thing. I'm going to teach you that later on. I want to tell it today, this particular point, because it's part of, don't think I'm talking something which I connected to Purusha Sukta. And he also teaches this to the citizen, people, other people. Come on, ho human beings, may you all know this. Come on, here lies the secret. What's the secret? Come on, performance of ritual. Worship is kamadhenu. If you worship, kamadhenu here, kamadhuk. You can get anything you want to get done. Understand now, you can get anything you want in life. This is a kamadhuk, kamadhenu, wish fulfilling cow here. You can fulfill any of your wishes fulfilled if you worship. But still you will continue to be inadequate and insecure. Once you offer yourself to the Lord, Purnahuti. Understand now? Then offering comes to an end. The offerer himself is offered to the Lord. Then offering comes to an end. Purnahuti stands for offering the offerer to the Lord. Not that you are going to jump into the fire or anything. It is in terms of knowledge. It means what? Understand? Offering you offer it to the Lord means understanding this self. All the objects you offer to the Lord, everything has been offered. Body is offered, mind is offered, sins are offered, everything is gone. What is left behind? My God, the knower. Understand, offerer, the knower. Who is this knower? Understand now? You understand, knower cannot be offered. Knower cannot be offered. Know why? Knower is already one with the Lord. The understanding, the over being awareness, the truth of the universe is what? Offering oneself to the Lord. With which ahutihi comes to an end, purnahuti. So may you understand this yajna and with how the offering of offerer brings this ritual of worship to an end. It means what? End means you become person of fulfillment. The worship ends as makes you a person of accomplishment or fulfillment. So may you know the secret, and may you offer, and may you live in tune with the nature and harmony, okay, nature and the phenomena. Thereby you recognize that what can be offered ultimately. Understand now, there's something which cannot be offered to Bhagavan. In fact, nothing can be offered to Bhagavan. And you understand the self being one with Ishvara. That is the Purnahuti. Is it clear now? That is so, may you know the secret of your performance of rituals, and may you all perform rituals, and may you benefit. They benefit by performing rituals. That is, Brahma teaches the people, prajas. The teaching also comes as part of Purusha Sukta. I'll teach you that later on. Okay, this is the main teaching. So he performs the yajna, then he finds out what all things he gets, how he creates, you know. Then he is able to create. In the creation, everything comes. That's what he talks about in these verses. So we'll see the whole mantra, we'll finish, and I'll also give you the notes, and then it'll become very clear. Now if you understand bits and pieces, you can't really get that. You can't have an idea of what it is said here. Okay, significance of the performance of fire ritual or the act of worship, okay, is presented here in Purusha Sukta. Okay, that main teaching that I'll teach you later on. I'll what about all those things. And then it also talks about the concept of Lord being the whole. 2 points. Till now, we have covered only 2 points, but I have to give you every word by word meaning.